What you gonna play now?
Playing some funky fun with the declassified demented news. I'm Whimsical Will.
Keep speaking to him and slowly move him close to your lips.
Oh, hello.
He will respond with little love pecks.
Have you seen the little piggies crawling in the dirt?
Belgian researchers study pigs' response to music.
I'm going to take you down on the farm and have a barnyard concert.
It's Shakin' Bacon investigating a farmer's claim that different styles of music affect the behavior of his pigs.
I think I can explain about how the pig's music works.
The phenomenon was discovered during a sluggish insemination session.
You're kidding.
No.
You see, I've been that drunk myself sometimes.
Music hath charms. When the farmer's son started singing a tune, his pigs seemed excited and wagged their tails.
Peter Purcell Patterson had a pig named Porky.
He's since created a piggy playlist with up-tempo music when he wants the pigs to be active and lullabies at the end of the day.
See, when you come out of those up-tempo damn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions.
That'll do, pig. That'll do.
The findings could have practical impacts for the industry as meat quality is affected by stress in animals.
You really saved my bacon.
Hey, come on. You know I'd never let anything happen to your bacon.
It's that discerning sow's ear, partial to pig-alo music, and maybe who let the hogs out?
Some pig.
Sweet pig, 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 pig.
Yeah, but you know, they get the piggest reaction from Hamilton.
Alexander Hamilton. My name is Alexander Hamilton.
It reminds me of sharks' affinity for jazz.
Little, little baby shark.
Oh, the shark babe has such teeth.
Scientists say sharks love jazz, but are stumped by classical music.
Well, Mr. Jaws, how was it?
Researchers at Sydney's Macquarie University discovered the ominous sea creatures can't recognize certain types of music.
That's good, that's good. That's close enough for jazz.
In a paper published on animal cognition, Port Jackson sharks were trained to swim over to where jazz was playing to receive food.
From this moment on, you will now be known as shark bait. Sharkbait!
Well, the test was made more complex with the addition of classical music, which confused the sharks.
You're going to ignore this particular problem until it swims up and bites you on the ass!
Well, makes sense. When prey is dying, it gives off a kind of staccato beat as it flops around, which could resemble the groove of jazz music.
Don't stop me now, man. I got to where I like it.
Whereas classical, well, you'd think sharks would at least like Mahler. Jazz it is. Maybe some Gil Evans and Charles Fingus.
They were all there to listen to the big band sounds of Tommy Dorsey.
Yeah, especially when it's in the key of C.
You're that clever shark, aren't you?
Oh, and there's one type of shark attracted to old school hip hop.
Can't touch this.
Yes, that would be the MC Hammerhead.
Bond is gonna jump over a shark.
Oh, I don't get it.
Sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their heads.
I'm your chum, Whimsical Will, with the demented news.
Have patience, and be sure he masters one phrase before you go on to the next.
Do you understand?
What you gonna play now?